Hey everybody, it's Monday. I'm Teresa here with my husband Scott, my dog Troy, and we're excited to be with you again, and we hope you had a wonderful weekend.
Yeah. And was it TGIM? Thank God it's Monday. Mm-hmm. If you've ever been taken for granted, well, this podcast is for you. Mm-hmm. In John 16:33, it says, I have told you all this that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows. But take heart, because I have overcome the world. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, what does that mean? You know, that means that, my goodness, you know, I mean, yeah, there's going to be, people are going to take advantage of us mm-hmm. at times. Mm-hmm. You know, what's the old saying? Don't worry about, what is that saying, honey? It says, one thing you can know for sure about people is that at times they will let you down. Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes the way they let you down is maybe taking you for granted. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, I look back in my life, you know, and I think to myself, you know, have there been people in my life I've taken for granted? You know, yeah, probably so. You know, and as I've been saved, I try not to take things for granted, especially people that I love. Like my wife. I mean, every day I tell her I love her. Every single day. You know, my sons. People that I'm associated with. I look back as a teenager, you know. Yeah, I probably took my mom for granted. And I think all teenagers do. I think that's part of their DNA is to take parents for granted when they're in their teen years. Mm-hmm. But when they get older and they become parents themselves, they look back and go, oh. Yeah.
How'd they go?
Oh. But, you know, so I know maybe I had taken my mom for granted when I was a teenager. But as I grew older, my mom and I had a really awesome relationship. Really awesome. And so as I grew older, I started realizing how special she is. And I never missed an opportunity, never, to tell her that I love her. Mm-hmm. You know, in your life. You know, not taking your dad for granted, mm-hmm. not taking your mom for granted. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's what we're talking about today. Because if you've ever been taken for granted.
Yeah, let's start there.
Then there's something we want you to know. Jesus says, but take heart because I have overcome the world. When the world takes you for granted, just remember, Jesus has overcome the world. He'll never take you for granted. Your value is solid with Jesus. Mm-hmm. You always have value with Him mm-hmm. at any time.
Yeah, and so many times I think as human beings, we allow ourselves to be taken for granted. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. We're also battling allergies. That's another test of time we've had. We allow
ourselves. Allergies are taking us for granted.
I know it. We can allow ourselves to be taken for granted simply for some pretty dysfunctional reasons, maybe for acceptance, maybe for lack of courage to stand up and say what we really, really want or what we really need and feel like you're being taken for granted. Mm-hmm. And people can size your personality up real, as humans. We're just like that and realize, oh, I can ask so-and-so to do this because they have a hard time saying no. Mm-hmm. And that's taking someone for granted. Or, you know, taking for granted that someone's always going to be around.
Yeah.
Like our parents. People that have gone on to be with the Lord. Taking every opportunity to spend time with them. Mm-hmm. Take it for granted. They're not always going to be around. But when we come to, back to what we were saying, when it comes to us being being taken for granted, we need to stop back and realize what part are we playing in this? What's really mm-hmm. behind while we're allowing it? We can get to the bottom of that and realize, you know, our value comes from God. And if people are going to take us for granted because of our kind nature mm-hmm. or someone's sweet way about them or gentleness, then we need to decide, you know, are these people really my friends? Mm-hmm. These people really who I need to have in my life?
Yeah.
You know, because our worth and value doesn't come from those relationships. Our worth and value comes from God. And you think, well, if I let them go, I'm not going to have any friends. If you will, out of obedience, you know, stand up for yourself in a healthy way with God's confidence, He'll bring you some better relationships. Because we're not created to be doormats. We're created to stand up for what we believe through God's confidence, but not to just continually volunteer to be taken for granted for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, and also, you know, the reason why you're doing things can totally reverse what you think about being taken for granted. I mean, are you doing it for the person?
It's all about
me. Are you doing it for the Lord?
That's
for the
right.
Lord.
Right.
Okay, are you doing it for your own benefit? Are you doing it for the Lord? You know, I know Teresa has always told me at times that she thinks sometimes I'm being taken for granted. You know, sometimes I'll be asked to supply a lot of food for somewhere or something like that. And, you know, I just reply to her, I don't feel like I'm being taken for granted because I'm not doing it for them.
Well, your motive is right.
My motive is to glorify Jesus.
Right. Not to get glory yourself.
Right. Not to get glory myself.
Or to feel valued or accepted or pointed fingers at.
Right.
Hey, look what he did.
And I want to be, you know, that's not being a people pleaser. It's being a Jesus pleaser. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what, you know, so many people, you know, if you think about, you know, situations like that. Golly, man, they may think they're getting you for granted, taking you for granted. But you know, you're doing it for the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so,
and that's the difference.
That's okay. That's what it says. He overcame the world. Mm-hmm. He overcame things in this world that makes us feel that way or maybe demean us or think we're not worthy or this and that. Stop that stinking thinking.
And that's where we're going. It's all about motive.
It is.
Am I doing this to be accepted, or I'm doing it in your case because you genuinely want those people to have a hot meal at Christmas time?
That's right. Or Thanksgiving, or during the summer, or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm. That's right. All about motive.
Yeah. And so let that be your motive.
That's right.
Let Jesus, glorifying His name, be your motive. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be times in your life you're going to have to say the toughest word that people have to, that people can do.
Let's say
and
together,
that's no.
No. One more time.
No. Sometimes you just got to say no. Mm-hmm.
And if you're a people pleaser, that's tough.
That's tough to do.
But again, what's your motive?
But if you're a Jesus pleaser, you're able to say no at times, because if it affects your relationship with Jesus, if it affects your time with Him, that you can not be effective for Him, then He's going to give you that. You know what? No, I really can't do this because mm-hmm. I've devoted myself to this.
Well, what does it say in Corinthians? Yeah. You can do all these things.
Yeah.
But if love is not the motive, you're just like a cymbal, a clinging cymbal
right.
that just makes noise. It's always about love.
Yep.
If love is behind it, your motive is pure. It doesn't matter how people treat you.
Yeah.
God is the one that will exalt you. He's the one that will favor you. He's the one that will rise you up. You don't have to do it.
That's right.
But He knows our heart.
He does.
And He knows their hearts.
Well, you know, a perfect example of being taken for granted is Jesus. Mm-hmm. I mean, He would walk into towns and wanted to do nothing more than to tell them about God's love, maybe perform a miracle, not judge them, and they would throw rocks at Him. And spit on him. And what did He do? He went to the next town and did the same thing.
But He also dusted His feet.
That's right. He would dust His feet and move on.
From those that didn't want to hear what He had to say. Because he did not have the time.
That's right.
He wanted to invest His time in people that were genuinely wanting to follow
right.
Him.
That's right.
So
you know what? Being taken for granted, or taking someone for granted, let's all agree right now around the world that we're really going to pray not to be taken for granted anymore or take people for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Don't miss that opportunity to tell your parents, no matter what situation you might have had growing up, that you love them. Don't miss that opportunity to tell your children that you love them.
That's right.
Don't miss that opportunity to tell your spouse that you love them.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what life holds for us.
Nope. It's like a box of chocolates.
It's just like Forrest Gump says. You never know what you're going to get.
Mm-mm. But we do when we know what we get when we get Jesus.
That's right. You know what? And I know there's people listening to this podcast right now are going, my goodness, I need to hear this. Mm-hmm. I took so-and-so for granted. Mm-hmm. Or, man, I was taken for granted, and I hold a lot of resentment because of that. Let it go. It's forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Forgiveness is not to free them. Forgiveness is to free you. So you can go forward in Christ.
And unforgiveness is wishing for a better past.
That's right.
It's not going to happen. You got to move forward. Let it go.
That's right. Well, in order to get past this, being taken for granted or taking others for granted, have you given your heart to Jesus? That's the first step to everything. Okay? Every podcast we do and every podcast we're ever going to do, we're always going to give those opportunity to come to Him. That's why we do this. Just like we talked about, to glorify His name. Mm-hmm. It's not about Teresa. It's not about Scott. And it's certainly not about our dog, Troy, even though he thinks it may be. But in all honesty, it's about Christ. Mm-hmm. So if you've never given your heart to Jesus, or maybe you thought you did, and you're looking at yourself right now in the mirror and going, wow, I never really gave my heart to it. But today's the day. So if you would please bow your head. Well, if you're driving, don't bow your head.
Please, and don't reach for your water.
That's for sure. But if you would please pray this prayer with us and know that you are saved. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for who you are. I know you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, you say my sins are forgiven. And I ask you, please, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Lord, I don't want to be taken for granted. And I don't want to take others for granted. And I want to have the assurance to know that you've overcome the world and that you will never take me for granted. And I'm valuable in your eyes. Jesus, thank you for being my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this has been good, and we always say, if you guys didn't need to hear it, we certainly did.
Sure did.
And we enjoy so much spending time with you. Thank you for taking time with us out of your schedule. And I don't know what else to say.
I know. It was a great, good podcast.
Yeah, it was. And so we look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. So until then, don't take anybody for granted, and don't let others take you for granted.
That's right.
All right, and keep living it up.
Well, I'll be getting you again.